From WHYY in Philadelphia, this is The Why. I'm Shai Ben-Yaakov.
And I'm Annette John Hall. Shai, I've given birth to 3 children in 2 states, and I have to say, not all my deliveries have been ideal.
Why?
Well, I just remember with my 3rd child how difficult the delivery was. And I mean, my daughter was over 10 pounds, but I just remember the care being really impersonal. The only time I saw the doctor was when he came in to catch Nia, and then he just left.
Did you deliver in a hospital?
Yeah, I did. And I remember at the time thinking, if I ever did this again, and mind you, this was just a hypothetical.
Just hypothetical.
Because I wasn't about to have any more kids. But if I did, then maybe I'd consider doing a home birth.
You mean like with a midwife?
Mm-hmm. And it wasn't just the issue of comfort. According to the CDC, Black women die from childbirth-related causes at 3 to 4 times the rate of white women. And research has shown that happens regardless of their education or income. But even if Black women decide on a midwife over a standard hospital birth, finding a midwife who looks like them can be difficult. There's only 1 Black certified professional midwife in Philadelphia. Why is that? And why might some women of color not want to give birth in a hospital?
Today on The Why, special delivery.
WHYY's Taylor Allen joined us to explain. So, Taylor, tell us about Asasia Muhammad.
I'm a certified professional midwife and owner of Inner Circle Midwifery based in Philadelphia.
She actually came to Philadelphia to attend Temple University, but she said what drew her to Philadelphia was the soul. She loved the music and the mural and the arts. So she attended Temple, and she was already pregnant at 18, and she still pursued her education. By the time that she graduated college, she was already on, I believe, her 2nd child and was married. So she really was like enamored with like the maternal life. She actually decided to become a midwife.
So she went to get trained as a midwife, and now she is a certified midwife in Philadelphia?
Yes, certified professional midwife. There's 2 types of midwives. There's the certified professional midwife, and there's a certified nurse midwife. So she's the only CPM. That distinction is very important because she's the only Black one in Philadelphia. How is that possible?
What do you mean the only Black midwife in Philadelphia?
I know. Like that was essentially the question, like the glaring question I had too.
How is it possible for me to be the only Black CPM in Philly? Is that credential in and of itself is fairly rare. Of all the midwifery credentials we have, it's probably one of the most limiting and limited. So it's not uncommon for you to have few CPMs in any particular area and even fewer Black CPMs.
And the CPM distinction is that, like, she went to school. For her, she went to El Paso, Texas.
On the border of El Paso and Juarez.
CPMs are just harder to come by just because they physically have to move. There's not a lot of places where people offer this like really in-depth training.
And that's why she had to go to Texas.
And that's why she had to go to Texas.
The reason I went there is because it's an intensive program. It's like an accelerated program where we take our academic training and our clinical training simultaneously. It's also unique in that all of the care that we provide is in Spanish because of the population that we serve.
And Taylor, this is pretty rare because Asasia owns her own business, correct?
Yes, she has her own space, Inner Circle Midwifery. It's very different just because a lot of midwives usually operate like just as independent contractors. They just go to women's houses. I personally, when I first went there, I fell in love with the space. It's like really cool colors. It's like all purple. The interior design is so nice. And it's just like a very, I don't know, tangible like Black womanhood. Like, let's all sit in a circle and let's like talk about, you know, like how you're feeling. Are you healthy? Are you comfortable? Like, it's very much a safe space.
Mm-hmm. I saw the pictures in your story and it had African fabric curtains and it kind of made me feel really good.
Yeah, it's very Afrocentric. You know, a lot of hospitals, like, no one's ever saying, like, yo, I love the interior of this hospital. Like, it's usually just not something that people say.
The beige and the gray.
Like, it looks very sterile. It's probably the closest you're going to get to the compliments about a hospital.
Did you meet any of Asasia's clients?
Yes, Tahira Divine Nimmons. Asasia delivered her second child. Their relationship's actually really adorable. Just watching them, they're actually best friends now. It's very cute.
Even though Asasia got on my nerves for 10 months, I had a really good experience, birth experience. I love Asasia now. I do.
So Tahira said that she came to Asasia because she knew she wanted a midwife, and she knew she wanted a black midwife specifically. She had her first child when she was 21, and she went to a hospital, and immediately she's like, I felt like I was a number. Apparently no one was listening to her. The pain was excruciating.
I kept asking them to give me some more medicine just so I can get 5 minutes of relief.
And she felt judged.
It wasn't like I was a poor black person. Like, I had the best insurance there is. It was just, she's black and she's unmarried, so we gonna treat her like a number.
To the point where when it was time for her to leave, finally, she told me that her doctor apparently wouldn't discharge her until he gave her a prescription for birth control. That's not standard practice at all.
So when he told me that, I was like, okay, well, let me think what I'm gonna get so I can get out of here. That was it.
We're talking to WHYY's Taylor Allen about Philadelphia's only black certified professional midwife. We'll be back after a short break.
You're listening to The Why, which means you like deep dives into local stories.
We can't do it without listeners like you.
Consider a monthly gift to WHYY of any amount you choose.
Support your public media station now by visiting whyy.org.
Thanks for your support. Taylor, is Tahira's experience typical? I mean, do a lot of Asasia's clients come to her because they aren't comfortable in hospitals?
Yes, a lot of her clients, it's not their first birth. A lot of them experienced going to the hospital and had a poor experience and then found her later. In all seriousness, this isn't just Tahira's experience. Out of most developed countries, America has the most mortality rates among moms. Black women specifically disproportionately are affected, and plus they have more complications while giving birth in hospitals.
It's a very daunting statistic, and we repeat it often that black women are 3 times more likely to suffer from childbirth-related complications than their white counterparts, even of equal education. I have 5 children, but I can imagine if I was a younger woman and hearing that, how scary that can be to hear that.
I also spoke to Melissa Patty. She's under the Maternity Care Coalition.
I think something that we're starting to hear about more, which is really, really important, is about provider bias.
And she talked from a very social perspective of the rates that black women are being disproportionately affected because of these mortality rates.
Stereotyping and how that impacts black women especially, and black women who are experiencing things like high blood pressure or preeclampsia, and what it means if they're not being heard by their providers.
Specifically, she's giving women of color, black women, an alternative option. There's been reports over the last few years, it's not really new information, that black women don't feel like they get adequate health care for a variety of reasons, generally because of implicit bias. When people already feel like they're getting microaggressions or they don't feel like their pain is being believed, they're not going to have a good experience. And Asasia, from a very like political standpoint, saying, this thing wasn't made for you, but here's this thing that I am making for you.
I think that we feel most comfortable, especially with such a sacred experience as bringing a child into the world, we feel most comfortable when we are with people who remind us of the women who are closest to us. It feels like you are understood and the nuances of who you are as a person are valued. All of that goes into me understanding you and what you might need intuitively, clinically, you know, emotionally, psychologically, to be able to really wrap your mind and body and all of you into this experience.
So Asasia is the only black certified professional midwife in Philadelphia. Is she training anybody else to do this?
She does have an apprentice, and she does have two interns. Her apprentice name is Titi Lola Ogbaide.
In high school, I kind of knew that I wanted to be a midwife. It kind of, like, took its own course in my life. But in midwifery school is when I really, like, was like, I'm here for women of color. I'm here for people that look like me, that feel like me, that go through day-to-day like me. I was the only black person in my class, so I was always seeking that and seeking people that can relate with me.
Continuing the idea that, you know, alternative care for people of color and having people just carry on that mission.
It started with the apprenticeship model where, like, we have the wise women who, once they retire or once they're approaching that age where they can no longer attend births, they take women under their wings and educate them and train them so that there is another generation of women who are cared for. So fast forward to contemporary times, we have to do that now because the need still exists and it's going to continue to exist for as long as women have children.
She likes the idea of being like, I'm like your aunt, I'm like your sister, I am like you.
Taylor, thank you. Thank you for coming in, Taylor.
Thank you.
The Why is produced by me, Annette John Hall, along with Shai Ben Yaakov and Alex Stern, under the editorial direction of Katie Culinary.
Tweet us at Shai Ben Yaakov and at Annette JH.
We'll be back tomorrow.